Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 21. Luke 21. If I'm not mistaken, I've read this passage and heard about it, but I don't think I've ever preached out of this passage of Scripture. Luke 21. I'm going to look at verses 1-4, and before I read it, I want to say that we have an amazing passage of Scripture. And it deals with a group of rich men and a certain poor widow that were in the temple, and they were putting money in a box. And though the passage speaks of giving, and I certainly know that a believer is one that is generous. Believers give. That's just a given. Though that I know it's dealing with giving, the message, and this is one thing that we want to always make sure that we search for. What's the message of the passage? What's the spirit of the passage? What's being taught by the passage? And this passage of Scripture, we're going to read it in just a second. This passage of Scripture deals with the difference between a true convert that totally trusts the Lord for life, and those who trust in themselves that they're righteous. Now let's read this. Luke 21 verses 1-4. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither 2 mites. And he said, of a truth, I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Now there's 3 things I want us to consider for just a few minutes here about this passage of Scripture. And like I said, it's totally talking about faith. Faith. Here's the 3 things that I know from this passage of Scripture. Number 1. The Lord sees. I know that. I want you to just hold your place. But turn over to Matthew 9:2. Matthew 9:2. Well, I'll read verses 1 and 2. Matthew 9, verses 1 and 2. And the Scripture says, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, here's the amazing truth of our Lord, He sees. He knows. Back in Luke 21, the Scripture says, "And he looked up," in verse 1, "and saw the rich man." And then verse 2 says, "And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites." Don't forget. Here's what we know. The Lord sees and He knows all. I know, I'm standing here right now, and I know that He knows. There's nothing that misses the sight of Almighty God. I know that. Psalm 11:4, "The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven." Now listen to this. "His eyes behold. His eyelids try the children of men." His eyes behold, and He sees the intention. He knows. Nothing escapes His observation. Hebrews 4:13, "All things are naked and open to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do." So I know this. Say what we will, do what we will. He knows. He knows. Here's the second point. This is what He saw. That passage right there, you stay right where you are. Let me just read to you Mark 12. Mark 12, 41 is Mark's relating to this event right here. Here's what Mark 12, 41 says. "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury." Now this one, in Luke 21, 1 and 2, it says He saw them do it. And Mark relates that He saw how they did it. Now, I don't doubt for one second, and I base this statement upon Scripture that I've read before. I don't doubt, because I'm going to look at the third point in just a second. But I don't doubt for one second that the rich were taken up with being seen of men. And the widow was obviously desiring not to be seen at all. But here, in Mark's account, the Lord reveals men's heart. He saw more than anyone else imagined. I was going over my notes this morning, and I remembered something that happened. I was very, very young. I might have been 10. And I remember we had a little board or something at the church that I was attending. And what it was, we were trying to reach a goal for something. I don't remember what we were doing, but as people would give money toward that cause, whenever we would get to a certain level, for every $100, every $100 that was given, well, a light that you could turn a light on, and it had like a thermometer thing, and And I remember a lady that was there, and she was a wealthy lady. I can remember that. And I remember her saying, I was standing there, and I remember her saying, she said, "Well, let me just, before church starts," she said, "I'm going to go over here and turn on one of those lights. I'm going to go ahead and give $100. You know. Now, right now, $100, you know, $100 is $100, I know, but man, when I was 10 years old, $100 was a billion. I just thought, $100. She was going to go over there, but the point was, as I thought back on that all these years, she got her reward. You know, I was going to tell somebody, I'm going to go over here and turn on one of those lights. I remembered that, and I'm sure a lot of people did. And she wanted them to. And these rich men right here were throwing in big chunks of money. I mean, these were probably, you know, these are your $1,000, $5,000 donators. Rich men. But you know, the Lord saw how they were given. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "The Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." The Lord observed that these rich men cast great amounts into the treasury, and this poor widow cast in two mites. I tried to find out how much two mites was, and it was a little bit harder than I thought it was going to be, but as closely as I can tell, and if somebody else knows exactly what it is, just tell me and prove it to me and just show me, all right, and I'll agree with you. But as closely as I could tell, it was 1/128 of a day's wages from back then. 1/128. Now, it's whatever the average price was. Back then, the Scripture spoke of a day's wages was a penny. I know it's more than what a penny is today, but whatever it was, 1/128 of a day's wages. And that's all she had. Now, I know that humanly speaking, that we'd probably cater to the rich folks. By nature, we would be a respecter of persons. You know, I figured that, you know, probably their finances is probably going to make a big difference in the ministry. You know, if you got somebody that's a heavy hitter, you know, want to kind of, that's going to upset them. That's going to make them mad. But how much the Lord revealed concerning those that were rich. He said, He spoke, and we'll look at that verse 3 and 4 in just a second, but He set forth, generally speaking, and I know not always, because there are some that the Scripture relates that were wealthy. Solomon was a wealthy man, but you read the whole account of Solomon and find out what happened. You know, David was a rich man, but David too fell. Lord gracious. But I'm telling you that generally speaking, riches are deceitful. The Lord does not trust many, did not allow many of His people to be filthy rich. I heard Brother Henry say this one time, and I thought, you know, well, here's a man much wiser than I. He said, generally speaking, not many wise, not many noble. He said, usually, extremely wealthy people, the Lord doesn't call. Extremely handsome men or beautiful women, no. And usually, greatly successful professionals. The Lord has chosen the poor, the foolish things of this world, to confound the wise. And so therefore, as a general rule, you're going to find people that have great riches. You find those riches to be very deceitful. Matthew 13:22, he that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, deceitful, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Riches usually are found to be a hindrance. Matthew 19:23-24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And that's when his disciples asked, said, Lord, who can be saved? He said, with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So the Lord saw what was going on. He saw the intention. But here's the third point. Number one, there was a divine observer. The Lord saw. Secondly, what He saw. And here's thirdly, what He said. Back in Luke 21, verses 3 and 4, And He said, of a truth, now what He's saying to you and to me this morning, He said, now you write this down. You write this down. Of a truth, I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury, her poverty, hath cast in all the living that she had. Now, what the Lord said about the giving of these people truly was concerning the revelation of their heart. And either faith in Him or the lack of. Now the poor widow, the Scripture said, had given all she had. And the Scripture sets forth that 2 mites, as opposed to whatever the others were given. I don't know what they were given. But He said she gave more than any of the others. Now here's the truth of this lesson right here. Both these natures reside in every believer. Both these natures reside in every believer. In every believer, there is that old man that tries to keep remembering, and he don't try, he does a good job of it, that he can, of himself, provide. And there's a new nature in every believer that gives all that he has. True faith as opposed to false faith, false hope. Her gift, though trivial and despised by the rich. Can you imagine somebody come over here and, give a few cents. And you look down the bottom of the box now and you see see some pennies or something in there. You almost wonder, I wonder what kid put that in there. I mean, what are we going to do with that? What are we going to do with a little bit of change, a couple of dollars? What are you going to do with that? That her gift, though trivial and despised by the rich, like the faith of God's elect, that was all she had. These rich men look at that 2 pennies or 2 mites. It wasn't even 2 pennies. Just 2 mites. Is that all you got? The Lord said she gave more than any of them. Her giving was trusting Him alone for life. That last line in that verse 4 But she of her poverty hath cast in all the living that she had. This is all I've got. What are you resting in for your living, for your life before God? This is all I got. The world looks upon that and said, you mean to tell me that you believe that Almighty God, as He set forth in these precious scriptures, elected and redeemed and quickened and keeps a people that straight and narrow gate that the world looks on and says, that two mites, that little bit. Oh, we want to everything. Ours is broad is our, the Lord says, broad is the gate. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And many there be that find it. You mean to tell me you trust in what those two mites represent? Faith. The Lord says she gave more. She had more than any of the others. Blessed, Mark 5:3 says, are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Oh, my friend, this passage is about a whole lot more than money. The heart concerning those that either trusted in themselves or those that trust in Christ alone and have no confidence in their flesh. This woman wasn't rich materially, and she knew it. What do you got? I got two little mites. That's all. That's all I got. But isn't that a beautiful picture of every believer when it comes to looking at themselves spiritually? How would you like to trust, Mark, how much you believe God? If you tried to trust, I'm going to put all of my confidence in my ability to believe God. You think, oh, that woman, those two mites, pictured, representative of. She's saying, this is all I've got. Lord, I believe you. Help mine unbelief. This woman came and gave all of her living. James 2:5, hearken my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom, which He hath promised to them that love Him? This is what a believer is going to say. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And the Lord of glory says of those that see themselves, she knew that that was just two mites. And the Lord said, that's a rich woman right there. Given more. She gave all. She gave all. The Lord says of those that see themselves as wretched, He said, you're rich in faith. Rich. I'm telling you, a believer does not see himself as one capable. We read the glorious blessings of God in Christ, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. You that know Him, what do you see of yourself? What do you see? You struggle, as I've talked about before, you struggle to pray. You think, Lord, if you dealt with me on my prayer, Lord, if you dealt with me according to my ability to walk faithfully, Lord, thanks be unto God that you don't impute iniquity, charge iniquity. All the living she had was cast upon the Lord. And she trusted God Almighty. This is all I got. This is all I've got. Where are you going now? Now what do you got? I'm telling you, if by the grace of God, Almighty God would give me a heart to trust Him and Him alone, say, Lord, save me, I'm going to perish. You're a rich man. The rich man, the Scripture says, gave casting, verse 1. He saw the rich men casting their gifts. I thought that was interesting. Made a note of their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain woman casting in thither 2 mites. Trusted in their wealth, their ability, their works themselves. I've got enough righteousness, self-worth, stored away in the barns of my own making. He's rich in themselves. Make an effort to be seen of men. But I'm telling you, God's people, don't draw any attention to themselves. You that hear my voice, let me ask you this. Are you trusting in the riches of your own making? I'm talking about in your own self-righteousness. In your own decision, your own worth to reconcile yourself back to God. Do you feel that you can stand before the Lord of glory and plead your own worth? Your own decision, your own choice, and be accepted by Almighty God? Do you rest easy because you think you can reach into the coffer of your own worth and say to Him, even in the day of judgment, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Your name? In Thy name cast out devils, Thy name done many wonderful works. Oh, how this old man brags on me. Oh man, Marvin, you've been preaching all these years. You do this and you do that. I'm telling you, I know this. I know just enough about myself to realize that there is no riches whatsoever in that. Just an unprofitable servant. Or do you, by the grace of God, cast all your living, all your hope of life? Can you, by the grace of God, say, Lord, I am what I am, by grace and grace alone? Do you shun all the confidence of your flesh and give unto Him the praise and the honor and the glory, clinging to Him for life? You remember this, the Scripture said, she gave everything she had. Here's where we are today. If Almighty God has called us out of darkness, all that we have, all that we need, all a believer desires is His Word. This is it. I know what the world thinks. A free, sovereign, saving, electing grace. They look at that and say, that's pittance. The Lord said, she's given all. She's given more. Lord, help us this day. Help us to hear. Help us to see. Help us to behold that which You've provided. You honor. For Christ's sake, amen.